What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, it is. It's hour two, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. If you see a veteran, say hello to the veteran. Spend time with the veteran, not just thank you for your service. Rich Eisen will join us, NFL Network host of the Rich Eisen Show. He will join us from Germany. He's calling the game. NFL Network will have the game. It'll be in Germany with Tampa Bay and Seattle. Tampa, to me, was the big winner last night with Atlanta losing. Carolina got the win. And once again, all you have to do is win that division. You're going to be hosting a first-round playoff game. You could have Dallas coming to town. You could have the Giants coming to town. The Niners coming to town. Tampa could have that second half. Let's just hit the reset button and see if we could play quality football and get into the postseason. Just get to January. That's all you need to do. Mike Florio will join us coming up a little bit. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on with the Commanders and the civil lawsuit there. And the great Will Ferrell will join us in the final hour. Panthers handled the Falcons 25-15. It wasn't pretty. And if you're a Panthers fan, you're like, what are we doing? We don't want to win. We want to get a quarterback here at some point. And I couldn't help but notice there was a shot last night where you had Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield on the sidelines in the rain, probably contemplating their careers, their futures. Like, what am I doing? I mean, Carolina, it's raining. It's a Thursday night, and I'm not playing. Where's my progressive deal? That's gone. Sam Darnold, I was the Jets quarterback. He was the one who couldn't miss. It felt like Sam Darnold, anybody who says something different now, revisionist history, it felt like the Jets got it right. They got Sam Darnold. Now, it was a stretch for the Cleveland Browns. I remember that Monday morning where I told the Danettes, I got news that will shock you. And when we broke the story that Baker Mayfield was going to the Cleveland Browns, we're like, wait, what? And then we find out the Cleveland Browns, you know, their Seattle was trying to get the number one pick. They were going to take Josh Allen. Russell Wilson would have been in Cleveland. Now you got Cleveland holding on for dear life. Deshaun Watson's going to be coming back. Like, so much happens so quickly in the NFL. And that's what we've seen. Yeah, Paulie.
I've got a bunch of draft recaps here from 2018. A lot of question marks about Baker Mayfield going one to Cleveland. Everyone loves Saquon Barkley going to the Giants. They loved him. Sam Darnold was the safe pick of the entire draft. Almost zero question marks about his demeanor, playing ability. People loved Quentin Nelson going to Indianapolis. Not a lot of people loved Josh Allen in Buffalo. They loved his big arm in that weather, but there was a lot of question marks about his accuracy.
By the way, on Monday, calendars will be for sale. We've been signing the last of those. You can go to danpatrick.com. Also, the next batch of Tailgate Moonshine, another limited run, will be on sale. It'll sell out fast. Limited quantities there. Go to danpatrick.com. Phone calls, emails, tweets, all the above. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. And if you're watching on Peacock, you get to see Rich Eisen, who joins us right now. Where are you right now?
I'm at the home of FC Bayern, which is the academy of Bayern Munich. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are practicing right now. And we're here at the practice, Dan. I'm giving you access. It's the media portion of practice. So there's a bit of German media here. And what the Bucs are doing is they're showing off punting to the community.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's here.
Can you see Brady where you are right now?
Oh, let's see. Hold on a minute.
All right.
Round. Okay. He's in a preemptive uniform all the way down there.
Watch that ball.
Hold on a minute. I do have a quarterback right here. Kurt, say hi to Dan.
Hi, Kurt.
Not the one that's playing, but what's going on, Dan? There you go.
Did Kurt play in Germany?
You can ask him yourself, Dan.
Well, I was near you. My team was Amsterdam, but I did play in Germany for one of the games that I played that year.
Okay. All right.
But not here in Munich. Not here in Munich.
Yeah, that part got cut, left on the cutting room floor of his movie last year, Dan. That was not part of his movie.
How was the Hofbräu House last night?
You know, Dan, I had a lot of more beer than I'm used to. I'm fighting it today. But I'm probable though. I'm listed as probable for Sunday's broadcast.
Okay.
2 days from now, so everything's fine. Yeah.
Peter King was there and devouring some pretzels, from what I hear.
I ran into Kay at the Seattle practice yesterday, and he said, "Let's have a beer." I'm like, "Actually, we're going to be at the Hofbräu House tonight," and. you've never lived until you've watched Peter King buy a pretzel at the Hofbräu House. And I did see that last night, Dan. That happened. I don't know if I'll make the column on Monday, but that happened yesterday.
Can you gauge how big the NFL is in Germany? Yeah,
no doubt. No doubt. Just walking around town, people are all over in town, and they're not American. You could tell. Somebody with a German accent came up to Mooch, asked for an autograph yesterday. Here, hold on a second. Come here. Say hi to Dan Patrick. Michael Irvin, tell him how popular you are here.
Do they know the playmaker in Germany?
DP, actually.
We know what it's called a Spielmacher. Spielmacher.
Hey, I'm still working on saying it the right way. D, you look good.
Mike, could you signal a first down for us when you were at the U? Could you do that? Here we go. Thank you.
I'm a little old now, Dan. I'm a little old. Body don't work quite.
He's now questionable for the broadcast.
Okay.
He's questionable.
Thank you, Mike. Good to see you.
I love you, man. I love you, man. Good to see you.
Yeah,
Dean.
We're all out.
We're back with Rich Eisen.
The Spielmacher is very popular. You can tell there. You know, there's pictures of Brady literally every 2 feet you walk in this town. 3 million requests for tickets apparently were had. I met somebody who said they were 25,000th online in an online purchase for the tickets. They never made it. They never got through. I mean, it's quite something here. It's exciting.
But also, I have to look at this, talk about the game itself, the opening for the Buccaneers. All you have to do is win that division, and you're going to host a playoff game here. And, you know, Carolina winning last night in the rain sort of opens the door for Tampa. But your assessment of Tampa so far this year and what the expectation level should be in the second half as well.
Well, we're going to meet with them later, and their issue essentially, as far as I'm concerned, and I guess I should keep it in hushed tones since the running game might be behind me in some way, shape, or form, but that has been their issue. Their issue has been running the ball. I mean, Leonard Fournette had 127 yards in the opener, and he's had 280 yards since then. Brady leads the league in attempts by far. He's 38 clear of Kyler Murray, who's half his age. So they need to be more balanced. And, you know, the Seahawks, who we visited yesterday, Dan, they were like a 10-year-old hopped up on a bag of candy. Like, they were bouncing off the walls. They were just playing music loud and just having a blast. They were going to, you know, to a bowling party for Drew Locke's birthday after the practice last night. I mean, they are they looked the part of a 4-game winning streak team yesterday. And, you know, it's the first international series game where both teams either have a piece of or have sole possession of first place against each other. So it's going to be a great game. But that's the issue with the Bucs, is they're unbalanced right now. And I don't know how sustainable that is.
When we look at European expansion, I don't know where you stand on that, but, you know, the difference between the feel you have in London and the feel you have in Germany, is there that much of a difference?
No, not really, but it's just you know, time zone issues. It's real. There really is. I mean, unless they're all filled with Russell Wilsons, they do suffer from jet lag. I mean, they really do, you know, and it's serious. It's significant. And then there's the fan base as well. I mean, God bless the Germans for being into the NFL. I mean, the Sunday night football game is going to kick off at 3 a.m. here. So I don't know how sustainable it is, you know, year round.
Yeah.
And I clearly don't know how sustainable it is if they don't have their own, say, European division here, how, you know, road games would be significant, to say the least. I don't know how sustainable that is, but the fans here are nuts for it, and the atmosphere is going to be crazy on Sunday, no doubt.
Should Geno Smith be an MVP candidate? And by that, I mean top five, because we could have 15 MVP candidates, but the realism of that is what?
Yeah. The realism of it is just look at his statistics. He is a top five MVP candidate.
Okay.
He has, if I'm not mistaken, just remember from my research, 7 games of 2 or more touchdowns this year. The team is a legit Super Bowl contender right now. We're just still stuck on the fact that Russ is gone, and we're still stuck on the fact that Geno was a guy who didn't pan out for the Jets. And then even he said yesterday when we spoke to him is, you know, he's been ready this whole time. He's been stuck behind 3 Iron Men, Eli, Phillip Rivers, and then Russell Wilson needed to have a broken finger for him to finally get a shot. And they believe in him. They love him. They love him. The whole team feeds off of him. They love his story that he's a guy that people overlooked. That entire team feels that's their story as well. They are absolutely for real. And I think Carroll is loving that nobody saw this coming and that everyone was writing him off too. Like, it really is a contagious feeling for that team. I felt it yesterday.
Have you been able to drive around in Germany?
You mean myself?
Yeah, or have you gone places?
I have. I've gone around, just driven around. I took a walk in the gardens, you know, a little head clearer. Not to bring everybody down, but I did go to Dachau today to see what was going on, you know, 80 years ago. I did pass a plaque commemorating the Americans who liberated the camp on Veterans Day. It was so moving, Dan. I can't tell you how moving an experience that was to be in the memorial for Dachau. And then tonight, we're just going to go hang out and have a dinner and be around. And people here are so inviting. The whole country is really excited for it. And I feel it. I really do, you know.
How far is the concentration camp outside of Munich?
An hour.
Okay.
I went with Kurt and Warner and his wife, Kurt and Brenda and Mooch and Gail Mariucci. The 5 of us went today. We couldn't find the Spielmacher in time to go there. So he was doing something else. But it really was moving. And like I said, to walk past that plaque on Veterans Day today, honoring the U.S. Army soldiers who liberated the camp. You know, I took a picture of it. I truly sat down, man. And I just thought about everything going on and how lucky I am to have walked out of that camp as a Jewish man. And then to be here for a football game, you know, the export that America has on the sporting world. It's pretty cool, man. And Bayern Munich is involved in it. That's, we're going to the home of Bayern Munich. The Seahawks are training on the where Bayern Munich, the big boy club, and this is where, you know, all the youngsters who are training to hopefully join that club one day, come and do their work too. It's pretty awesome, Dan. Great, hope you get a chance.
Yeah, like great stuff. Day. Great stuff. Thanks for joining us, Rich. We appreciate it. Our best to everybody there.
Take care. Is this Seton's team? I don't know. Whose team is Bayern Munich? Does which one of your guys is Bayern Munich?
Well, Paulie's Liverpool. You
know, yeah, Liverpool.
Seton, are you Bayern Munich?
No, I'm more of a Juventus guy.
Oh, Juventus. Yeah, I don't. And Fritzy doesn't know. I don't think
he
Fritzy.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
I like LAFC.
LAFC.
There you go.
Yeah. Right, you're going to talk to Will Ferrell about that in hour three, I imagine.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we will. Yes, now he's a champion.
Joe, I'm sorry, Dan.
Thank you.
You take care.
All right, that's
adios.
Rich Eisen, NFL Network host. By the way, Seattle, Tampa, Rich with Michael Irvin. A what is it? The Spielmacher.
The Spielmacher.
Spielmacher.
German for playmaker.
Playmaker.
Fantastic.
Steve Mariucci, Kurt Warner, Jamie Erdahl, and Sarah Walsh, and they will bring you that game 9:30 a.m. Eastern. That was a great appearance. Got some cameos there. Kurt Warner, Michael Irvin. Got a little atmosphere there. Tom Brady somewhere in the background there. What's the poll question we're going with hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Dan, let me update you on hour one. It's now over 40%. Jeff Saturday, the big surprising headline.
Okay.
Is that recency bias or is that truly shocking?
It's truly shocking.
It is.
Yes.
Truly shocking.
Truly shocking.
Yeah.
Do we have our World Cup? We have our soccer shirts available, Seton?
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, we have some World Cup shirts.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You can go to danpatrick.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are up there. There's like a World Series related one. There's a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Do we have one right now that just says the word sneaky athletic on it that I'm particularly proud of?
I know. I got one of those and I thought, you know, I'm going to wear that.
Sneaky athletic.
You know? But. I feel like I can relate to sneaky athletic.
Someone, a very mean-spirited person, by the way, suggested that we start doing a Ayahuasca is for Losers shirt, which that is just, come on.
Premature.
That's not necessary.
Yeah, but who's to say Rodgers didn't win with Ayahuasca
right.
in his personal life? Maybe not his professional life.
Correct.
But, I mean, he might have had a win off-season and or off the field and a few losses on the
not necessary.
No, it's not. Necessary. It's a Friday. It's a meat Friday. I didn't even get to what we're having today. And let me see. Tyler, the moderator, who is making the feast, said it's called white bean chicken chili and brats all together now. Who has it better than we?
No brody.
Ah, okay. Bloop. All right. We'll get phone calls coming up. And as Rich mentioned, Will Ferrell in an hour from now. Also, coming up next, Mike Florio. I don't know what's going to happen with Dan Snyder. Feels like anytime there's hope that they're going to get rid of him, he just goes on a cruise in the south of France. Now the government's involved in this. The attorney general's involved in this. What does it mean as we move forward? We'll let Florio try to sort that out. Take a break. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive, ready to help you for the holidays, traveling, buying presents. Everything else, entertaining people, having that, you know, that constant smile on your face. Hi, how are you? It's tiring after a while. You got to have energy. M-Drive has supplements that are made specifically for men to address stress, weight, and energy. So you feel your best and enjoy the holidays. What a novelty. Find top-selling M-Drive products in stores at Rite Aid and Sprouts. And for my listeners, Black Friday starts early. You can get 25% off all M-Drive supplements now through the end of the month. You have the energy and the drive you need for the holidays. Text Dan to 55000. That's 55,000 for your exclusive code. That's Dan to 55000. Get into the holiday spirit and get in with a good foundation. Get started today. You can pick it up at Rite Aid, Sprouts, or you can go to mdrive at danpatrick.com. Make sure you text Dan to 55,000. Message and data rates may apply. M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
P.M. Eastern. Phone calls coming up. Will Ferrell in an hour from now. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Football Night America contributor. Yesterday, we had the Attorney General. In fact, before we get to Mike, let me play something from the Washington, D.C. Attorney General talking about the Commanders franchise.
We allege that the National Football League and its commissioner, Roger Goodell, Mr. Snyder, and the Commanders misled the public about what was being done to address the allegations of harassment and the toxic culture that the Commanders maintained. They did all of this to hide the truth, protect their images, and let the profits continue to roll.
It's Carl Racine. He's the Washington, D.C. Attorney general. Mike Florio joins us now. Why now? Why is this happening now, Mike?
Well, you know, it's a great question, Dan, because if the objective is to force Dan Snyder to sell the team, they're a couple weeks too late. He's already put the for sale sign in the front yard. But Racine investigated the team, and apparently there may be more next week as it relates to allegations of financial improprieties. That's to be determined. He was asked that question at the very end of the press conference. But this is overdue. Now, it's a creative and aggressive legal theory. It arises under the consumer protection laws of the District of Columbia, which are more easily applied to, for example, if you have a label on a tube of toothpaste that says does not include broken glass and there's broken glass in it, you've got a problem. They're arguing that there have been lies told about this product that is aggressively marketed to DC residents. It is a creative legal argument, but the idea is they've lied about the Beth Wilkinson investigation. 10 months, she got to the bottom of a lot of allegations. They brushed it under the rug. They came up with a flimsy excuse for keeping all of it secret. Basically, we've promised anonymity to some of the people who cooperated, so we must keep everything that was determined under wraps, which is nonsensical. You just change names. You cross out the names and you put in Jane Doe, John Doe, whoever. They're going to try to get to the bottom of this. And I fully support any effort to get to the bottom of this. We're all entitled to know exactly what Beth Wilkinson did and didn't conclude. And the league has done a great job of covering it up for the last year and a half.
And it's almost like a shotgun blast. You're including everybody in here. You got the commissioner. You got the NFL. Like, why is everybody involved or named in this civil suit?
Well, it's a standard approach anytime you file a civil lawsuit. You join anyone and everyone who potentially is involved in any way, shape, or form. And what you ideally like to set up, Dan, because I've been there on both sides of it, you want the defendants to start fighting with each other. And they start fighting with each other. As the person filing a lawsuit, you just sit back and wait, because somebody's going to catch the blame here. Somebody's going down in flames here. And that's why I think it was so significant that the Commanders have responded to this basically by saying, it's time for the truth to come out. We'll separate fact from fiction. That means they're not going to rely upon the procedural technical arguments aimed at short-circuiting the whole process, which the NFL always does. And I guarantee you the NFL will file a motion to dismiss the entire case. There's no standing. The law's being misapplied. Anything but getting to the merits of the case. The Commander's response from yesterday made me say they got no problem with it. And Dan, really, why would they? He's going to sell the team anyway. What does he care at this point if this stuff comes out that creates more momentum for him to sell? It's already on the market.
Do you really believe Dan Snyder's going to sell?
Oh, yeah, I think he will. I think he will. And he's going to get $7 billion. They're lining up already. I was told over the weekend that a half dozen credible majority owners with the money to buy the team easily had begun kicking tires on this. And this is a flagship NFL franchise, at least it should be. And the idea is once there's a new owner will be given the keys to the RFK site. Go ahead, build a state-of-the-art stadium there. That's something Dan Snyder is never going to be able to do. So I think he is going to do it. Now, with him, you can never rule out anything, but I think it's clearly pointing in that direction, and he's going to get far more than anyone has ever gotten for an NFL team.
Yeah, but I don't want to buy a team and inherit the problems that are still there. I mean, it was systemic, and I don't know, like, what is going to be left over if I go, if I'm Jeff Bezos and Jay-Z and I go in and buy this, what am I buying? What am I getting that goes along with a football team?
Well, and that's part of the negotiation, Dan, that happens anytime a company is acquired by a new purchaser. It's part of the due diligence process. You look over everything. You identify all potential liabilities, and you figure out ahead of time who's responsible. Am I buying your problem, or are you keeping your problem? Are you responsible for these lawsuits that have been filed, or am I? Because if I am, that affects the purchase price. So I think that can be easily handled. When you're talking about $7 billion changing hands, these cases, and financially, this new lawsuit, drop in the bucket. It's nothing. It's nothing. And it's of no concern to the new ownership whatsoever. Now, there could be other issues that become a problem for whoever owns the asset, but those are things that you would all figure out as part of the negotiation that leads to the final purchase price.
Why $7 billion?
Sounds good. Nice round number. I thought it was going to be between 5 and 6, but there were multiple reports over the weekend he's looking for 7. And Dan, when you're talking about an NFL franchise, I think the balance sheets and the calculated book value, all that goes out the window. These are assets that are continuously going up in value. And it's just a matter of time before that $7 billion team is worth 8 or 9 or 10. I mean, Snyder will have flipped something he paid $750 million for into $7 billion in 23 years. Not to mention all the money he's made throughout the past 23 years. But these things keep going up and up and up. The gambling revenue from the proliferation of the legalization of sports betting has helped. But someone told me a couple of years ago, before too long, the average random run-of-the-mill team is going to be worth between $8 and $10 billion.
Talking to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, the commissioner in the crosshairs, in, you know, exposure-wise?
Here's where it's a potential problem for the commissioner. Now, there's a lot of ifs here, but bear with me as I sound this out. The argument fundamentally is that the Beth Wilkinson investigation was completely covered up by the powers that be. And I remember at the time thinking, well, why are they trying to help Dan Snyder? Nobody likes Dan Snyder. The owners don't. He's not a popular figure. He's probably one of the most unpopular owners the league's ever had. They're trying to help themselves because they didn't want to create a precedent where disgruntled employee makes the right complaint at the right time. It gets traction. The league feels compelled to have an investigation. And then an investigator shows up and starts looking under rocks and in corners and you find things. And then you get another owner that's got to sell the team before you know it. I think they deliberately hid this information because they don't want to create a standard that gets applied in the future to other owners. And if once we start investigating depositions, people under oath, documents being reviewed, text messages that were casually sent without anyone ever thinking that anyone's ever going to see what was sent on that text message, if they uncover, you know, the old cover up is worse than the crime, the old Watergate standard. If they uncover a deliberate effort by the NFL to concoct a phony ass story for keeping all this stuff under wraps, that's when people at 345 Park Avenue need to be concerned. So Snyder's already selling the team. You can't do anything more to him than he's already chosen to do to himself. But if they can show that the league came up with this strategy for hiding this evidence to benefit the league and to protect the other owners, that's when people who are sitting in that office suite in Manhattan are going to have to start sweating out what may happen to them.
Mike, have a great weekend. Thank you, as always.
See you, Dan. Great talking to you.
And that's Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk Live co-host and contributor to NBC Football Night America. Whew. Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes out of this. But if Daniel Snyder is selling, great. But what is going to be unearthed in this process here leading up to that? A couple of phone calls in here. Shane in North Carolina. Hi, Shane. What's on your mind today?
Hey, bud.
Hey.
First time, long time, 5'10", 200. I just want to say I'm honored. Thank y'all for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, being I'm a veteran and I am getting married today, do I automatically have the green light for cake to her face?
Oh, I wouldn't do cake. Nope, 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 nope. Don't do it, Shane.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Nope, you know. Nope, 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 nope,
nope. So wait a minute. What are you saying?
Nope. No cake to your bride's face. Nope, 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 nope. This is her day. This is her mom's day. This is somebody who has planned this. She wants to look great. Hair and makeup, do not do the cake to the face. Yeah, Mark.
It is the stupidest thing I see at weddings. It's the dumbest thing I see at weddings. Like, oh, that's funny. No, that's not funny. None of that is funny. It is so stupid. Don't ever do that. Sorry, guys.
Also, I'm finding that you don't have the bouquet, garter, and the cutting the cake anymore. It feels like all of that stuff is like, oh, wait, I think I went to 7 weddings this summer. Not one did they go, oh, we're going to cut the cake. It was like, you cutting the cake, and all of a sudden you got a slice of cake right in front of you. You go, oh, we missed it. And they're like, no, they didn't do anything. They just had somebody start cutting the cake. And the bouquet, I never understood the garter. Whatever. But no cake to the face. Don't do that. Yeah, Paul.
I'm bothered as someone who loves cake. You know, I mean, the bride as well. Yeah. But that is a disaster. No, I haven't seen that in years.
Can't do it. Yeah. Cannot do it.
The other thing at weddings, you ever see those wedding videos like wedding fails? There's always someone who tries to overdance and they end up taking someone down. They're trying to do like a backflip or swing someone around. They start a fire. You know, go look at YouTube. I can find 100 of them. There's like an uncle who thinks he could dance like he did in 82 to whatever he's listened to.
Yeah. I was at a wedding. I think it might have been August. And there was a guy who was putting on a show. You know, they were doing like the Cajun two-step. They were doing every dance and they're out there. You know where you flip the girl over, you know, your back? He did all those things. And I said, my wife goes, you want to go dance? I go, no, not with that guy out there, with his wife. I said, you know what? But karma's a bee. And all of a sudden, the guy tried to do like the worm and smashed his face on the dance floor. And I might have laughed at just a little bit. I might have. And then I went, oh, my gosh. You know, one of those things.
Somebody get him a towel for that blood.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If the last time you did a move was the 80s, don't bring it back.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy Meat Friday.
Yeah.
Just want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans out there, including my son, who's stationed in Pendleton, Cody LaBelle. He's a Marine. But also, hey, I got my Panini Reebok shoes in. Those things are sweet. They come with a couple special little things inside the package, like a little pack of Reebok cards, I believe. I haven't opened it. But anyways, if any sneakerheads out there, get you a pair. I had a question for you, Dan.
All right.
My Carolina Panthers, how about them Panthers winning last night? That was a great game. Do you think the NFC South will be won by a losing record?
I'm going to hold out hope that the Buccaneers will have 9 wins. But they're 4-5 right now. I'd have to look at what their schedule is coming up, but I would hope that we would have – I don't want to have an 8-9 going in there. Yeah, Paul.
Every team in the NFC South has been outscored for the entire season, unlike they're under. You know, the AFC South isn't much better. The Titans and Colts have been outscored. The Texans have been outscored. The only team to outscore their opponents on the season are the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 3-6.
Steve in Amarillo. Hi, Steve. What's on your mind today?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, let's have an idea for your store.
Okay.
You guys could start selling autographed scripts from each show.
Autographed scripts?
That's very funny. That's really funny. Imagine if we did like fake scripts. Or, I mean, because we can't sell our real ones, obviously.
Yeah, the show is scripted. Oh,
yeah, he's making a joke about the show being scripted.
Okay.
That's actually really funny.
I can't believe people thought that this is all scripted. And I go, no, that wouldn't be any fun.
Can you imagine just all of this dialogue? Good God.
I mean, there are shows that are scripted, but, you know, they're playing to their strengths. That's not what we do. We're still trying to find our strength. Yeah, Paul.
You know, I'll tell you, I would like to see a transcript of this show sometimes. Sometimes there's a segment we do, and we talk about Hooters, and we talk about this thing and that. And I'm like, man, I would love to see that transcribed and see how I would look in a script form.
Well, it would be the mind of a deranged person, right? I would think, that would come up with this. Like, oh, my God, that guy can't stay on one topic. Hello? That guy can't focus. Hello. That guy has some memory loss. Hello. That guy has ADHD. Hello. Yes.
Seton, poll question. John in Tampa, you're on the phone. Paul, what's that stat?
Yeah.
Todd, who's our guest? Marvin, you got something?
I know. Okay. I did that to Seton morning. Fuck. I asked him a question. He was giving me an answer, and then I went to a phone call, I think. And then I go, Seton, what do you have for it? Well, as I was saying before,
I know.
Welcome to my world. My poor wife. Be like, I brought up like these non sequiturs at dinner the other night. She goes, can we pick a topic? And, you know, can you stay on one topic? I said, yeah, I thought I was. No, that's four topics in about 7 minutes. I go, okay, yeah, Paul.
You also do a thing in the morning where you walk in and you start a conversation as if the conversation has been going on and you just pick up the next thing. You walked in this morning and, you know, I don't need a lot of pleasantries. You know, we see each other for 20 years every day. But you walked in, you're like, the door opens. I go, hey, man. You go, you know, Robert Sarver, he had to sell the team. He can't. He really didn't have a choice to sell the team. And
I know.
It was like we were in the middle of a conversation last night.
I did.
And you took a 9-hour pause and I picked it right back up.
Yeah, I opened the door. Polly's making breakfast. And I go, hey, not all of those guys had to sell their teams. And Polly goes, what? And I go.
But I jumped right into it because I know you.
Yeah. Because we had a conversation last night, a text conversation, and we were talking about teams, franchises that could be up for sale, and maybe it's not a coincidence. Maybe this has to do with, you know, the markets coming up next year and kind of getting out when you can get out. You can make, you know, $4 billion instead of $3.5 billion. Yes, Todd?
So it's just like a 9-10 hour pause between last night's text
pretty much
and the conversation this
pretty
morning.
Much. And I could have just given him a thumbs up, as I always do, or a smiley face. How about we take a break? More phone calls coming up. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Haven't heard this in a long time.
You can never go wrong with some Biggie.
Best rapper of all time, in my opinion.
No. It's almost fact.
I don't know. Whenever I bring it up, there's always a couple of people have other ones, outliers. This feels like Biggie, just for me. Just his flow, as you might say.
You know what? He's the Bo Jackson of rap.
Oh, all right. All right, well, then who's Tupac? Is he Dion?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Who else would be in that?
Let's ponder.
Rap? Is Eminem in there? I mean, he just went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Seton?
It feels like when you talk about the top four, it feels like in some order, yeah. It's Biggie, Tupac, Nas, and Jay-Z.
Okay.
That feels like to me like the top four that's sort of universally considered the best.
Now, why wouldn't Eminem be in there in the top? Well, maybe he's top five, maybe he's fifth, but he doesn't come close to any of those, even though he's in the Hall of Fame. And I don't know if that matters. Like, that's a litmus test, certainly for a rapper. Yes, Tom.
Maybe he's a sneaky good rapper. He's like the gym rat rapper kind of guy that we didn't realize he could rap that well.
Thank you, Tom.
Using the football analogy with the white fast wide receiver.
Thank God. Right. Thank you. Yes, Marvin.
No, I think he's in everybody's top 10, but I think Seton's right. The consensus top four is usually those guys. But then you get into a whole different conversation where you talk about quote-unquote old school rappers, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, KRS. You can kind of get into there. Rakim, the greatest, not the greatest, the most important rapper who's ever lived, but that's a whole nother story. But you can kind of get into the consensus is those top four is Jay-Z, Nas, Pac.
Yeah, Paul.
Do you remember the video for More Money, More Problems, that video where they're dancing at night? It's Mace, Puffy. He was Puffy at the time. And they're filming it at night in New York City. It's right by that big globe, that big thing. We were walking past it at 3 in the morning. They were shooting at 3 in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's people everywhere. They're shooting it. They were very famous at the time. And
you want to say filming. You filming, don't say shooting.
Yeah. They were filming.
Like, well, yeah.
So okay. They were okay. Producing the video, and there's people all outside, and everyone's in line. There's this big thing. If you want to be an extra, come on over. You want to be an extra in the background of the video. My buddy Mike walked over. You met this guy before. And they're like, hey, and it was 3:35 in the morning, 4 in the morning. We walk over, and there's a production assistant there, and he goes, yeah. We're like, hey, can we be in the background of the videos? No, you can't. I go, why not? He goes, you're white. I go, okay.
Yeah.
Technically, he was correct.
Okay.
We still watched it from a distance.
Okay. Where is Run DMC?
They kind of started it all, didn't they? That's like big time. Everybody kind of came after Run DMC.
They're incredibly important. I think because they're the quote unquote like first. They're like Neil Armstrong. Whatever the first is, they're the first to.
LL Cool J, where is he in this? Is he top 10?
He's in somebody's top 10 for sure.
Yeah, Seton.
I think we're making different lists here of best and important.
Oh.
Those are different conversations.
Okay. Would you rather be on the best or the important list?
I think the best probably got paid a hell of a lot more than the important.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah. Paul.
Yeah, before Run DMC, Sugar Hill Gang had a song everyone knows called Rapper's Delight. That was the first one I think that anyone outside the deep rap community or deep hip-hop community heard. Like, I was a fifth-grade white kid in Chicago, and we heard of Rapper's Delight. And they didn't get a lot of run after that.
When did Rapper's Delight come out?
1980, 81.
Okay. Aerosmith had rap in their music. I don't want to start something that maybe I can't back up. Aerosmith had, if you listen to Aerosmith's music, there is a cadence to them. And that's what Run DMC heard. But I don't know if that's intentionally or unintentionally, but there is that kind of rhythm to it, cadence to it. Yeah, Marv.
You know what's crazy? Maybe about a year ago, I just learned that those lyrics from Walk This Way that Run DMC was doing were just the actual lyrics. Like, those are the lyrics that Steven Tyler said in the original song. Yeah. I didn't know it was just them re-saying those lyrics.
Oh,
I was
okay.
Like, mind blown.
Well, Run DMC goes, we didn't even know what they meant with these lyrics, but we love the sound of it. And they're like, we don't know what Steven Tyler is singing about, but they loved, and that was a really an incredible moment for Aerosmith because it changed them as well. Like, now all of a sudden they're in different genres there. But, I remember Aerosmith in the, they kind of came upon the scene in 73, I think, with Dream On, which doesn't have any rap feel.
One of the greatest rap songs of all time.
it is. But, yeah, they had some kind of rhythm to them. Kevin in Ohio. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Kev.
I wrote you guys a theme song for Meat Friday. Would you like to hear it?
Just give it a go here.
All right. You load the trig, a grill, and the water you get. A burger, a brisket, or maybe a mess. Old Fritz said, don't call me, cause I can't go. Cause it's a Meat Friday on the Dan Patrick Show. They got moonshine and stats to give you a thrill. If the front row don't get you, then the back row will. You load the trig, a grill, and the water you get. A burger, a brisket, or maybe a mess.
Yeah.
Thank all right, Kevin.
Very creative.
All right, Kevin. Yeah. Let's go.
There's no rap in that one.
I liked it.
No rap in that one.
No. Not yet. Final hour coming up. Meet Friday. Will Ferrell will stop by, now known as a soccer champion. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly, back after this. One more item. We close out hour two. If you own a business, it's a bumpy ride that everybody has kind of experienced here, but maybe there's help for you. If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. That's where GetRefunds.com comes in handy. They have a team of tax attorneys, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. Keep in mind, they do all the work. There's no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. And businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Take your shot. GetRefunds.com.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.